Talking Water at my house, Rosie on the house. Welcome back. If you have a particular question, in particular a complicated question about water treatment or water softening, give us a call now at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer's been pretty busy in there screening calls, and a lot of people are just posting their questions about things they want to know about water treatment. We're here with our good friends from Kinetico, Mike Maddox, the general manager for the Phoenix and Tucson operation of Kinetico. Mike, you've been in that position now how long?
Oh, I've been with Kinetico now almost 11 years.
11 years?
Okay. Been in the water industry 30 years.
30 years. All right. And Jack, our water specialist from the Tucson and Pima County area. Jack, you've as well been with Kinetico for a good long while.
This May will be my 18th year with Kinetico.
Yeah, that's incredible. So we're talking about water and what there is or isn't to be concerned about. And we were talking a little bit. One of the questions that we got during the break here is, look, I'm on a well.
And we have ways to cure the well problems.
How do we, so we're not dealing with chlorine in that situation, okay? But how do we determine what are we dealing with?
Well, number one, you do want to get the water tested. And we can test for the calcium hardness in the water, and we can test for the amount of total dissolved solids. If the customer needs to have any further testing, then they're going to have to call an independent lab.
And there's more than one of those in Arizona. There's about a half a dozen. But the one in particular that y'all have used in the past, both in Phoenix and Tucson.
It's called Legend Tech. And
okay.
They're a very good lab. They'll kind of give you your idea and let you know what you need and a little bit of cost. And very good on the phone. Very good with the customers.
Yeah, and it's not really expensive to have it tested, considering the information you're getting, the value of the information.
Right. It all depends on what the consumer wants tested. If they want a number of items, it could be more money. If not, a little more, a little less.
How much water are you collecting for those tests?
Again, it depends on what they're testing, but it could be anywhere from maybe just a small little bottle to a large bottle, depending on what they're testing at.
Okay, so in water well management, if you're on a private well, let's make sure you're getting the water tested. And we in a property we own with a well, we actually test it once a year.
You do?
Just
not a bad idea.
Just because we
awesome.
Do. Okay, it's never shown as any kind of a problem at all. There are, in that particular part of Arizona, there are wells that contain a sulfur. Sometimes when you get out of the shower, you smell worse than when you went in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, the rotten egg smell.
It's that rotten egg smell. I mean, you pour a glass of water, you know, and you go to drink it, and you get a big whiff of that, and all of a sudden you're not thirsty anymore. But our particular well up there, we're free from that problem. And the good thing about sulfur germs in your water is it tells you it's there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that it doesn't announce itself.
And those extra little things that aren't announced would be eliminated with it, once again, by that K5 drinking water station that we offer.
Okay. So private wells are not a dilemma for water treatment. It ought to certainly be considered. It's a great way. Now, we've got a question here. It says, okay, smarty pants, I guess they're talking to me. they tell me a water system will pay for itself. Is that fake news?
No. A water system will pay for itself relatively quick. Listen, you can keep living with the hardness in the water, let it damage your plumbing, your water heater, dishwasher, wash machine, or you can invest and do it right, put in a whole house water treatment system, complement it with the Kinetico drinking water station. It'll pay itself off with a family of four within a year and a half to 2 years.
And I think it doesn't do that for some people because they never really get how much less soap they can use.
Oh, 78.
Your soap consumption should go down by almost 80%, three-quarters
exactly.
or more.
Exactly. When you bathe, you're not using a glob of shampoo. A little dab will do you of shampoo and conditioner. In the dishwasher, no more jet dry. And you can save on your energy bill. Listen, Arizona is a very arid climate. Put it on the regular air dry. Your glasses, silverware plates will come out nice and shiny.
Now, some of these people selling alternative water treatment equipment use the information that, well, you shouldn't buy a softener because they're being outlawed throughout the country right now. And, you know, you buy them now, sooner or later in the desert, they're going to be outlawed. So why invest in equipment like that? Go ahead and buy my little wire that I wrap around your copper pipe.
Once again, inappropriate information.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the United States has any Kinetico product been outlawed as of February 25th, 2017.
Yeah. And the theory there, or the scare tactic used there, and Mike, you were addressing it just a little bit, is in providing treated water, we generally have some amount that we have to expel.
No matter what you do in water treatment, with the drinking water side, you have to take the good, put it in the holding tank, but there's a rejection. And with the K5 drinking water station, it's only wasting 1.5 gallons to make 1 gallon. That is just unbelievable. That is the best on the market. I'm telling you.
What we're doing is we're taking water and we are forcing it through the super, super fine series of filters. And the filters work so well, they get clogged. And so we have to back flush them to get the sediment off the positive pressure side of the filter. And now that's all contaminated water. And we expel that.
And that has to go down the drain.
You don't want that to be used anywhere.
You don't want to drink that. Yeah. You don't. In the water softening side with the Kinetico, we have a hybrid system. It's a water softener and a dechlorinator. Again, we are cleaning folks with soft water versus hard water, unlike any other product in the industry. So when we do our regeneration, which means in English of cleaning the water treatment machine, it's using soft water, only using about 1.5 gallons of water to about 5 pounds of salt in about 11 minutes. Most common electronic water softeners can only clean between 1 and 3 in the morning when we're sleeping because you can't use the water. And then when that happens, it's using anywhere from a low end of 6 pounds of salt to maybe a low end of 30 to 80 gallons of water. It takes about 1.5 to 2 hours. So again, you're wasting all this water going down the drain and salt usage. That's where you save your money. The other hidden part for saving money, folks, is the hot water heaters, the dishwashers, all those things that you don't know. If the water's hard, it's going to eat up all those products. And it happens every day, 24 hours a day.
And if I have not lived with the treatment equipment and I've got calcium buildup on my faucets and my shower heads, and I install a system, like, will it magically eat this calcium?
It's not going to do it right away, but it's not going to allow any more accumulation. Now, as Barney Fife used to say on Andy Griffith, we nip it in the bud.
Okay.
No more scale buildup, no more calcium. Well, customers always ask me, Jack, what's the best way of cleaning the damage that's been done to my faucets and fixtures? Don't spend money buying products at the store. Take your bottle of vinegar out. Put some Kinetico K5 drinking water, purified water, blend it together, and soak those shower heads, those faucets, fixtures. They come out nice and clean. And you have the new product installed, the Kinetico Whole House Water Treatment System. It'll rid any more buildup.
All right. Now, Jack, there's a lot of plumbers out there that say don't put a water softener on your house if you've got old system, because it's going to cause water leaks, pipe leaks.
If you have galvanized plumbing, yes, that is true. But copper, Wearsbo, PEX, which is what people are using nowadays, will not affect it.
Yeah. And what happens is the old galvanized plumbing, and I think we've just about aged out of most. It's going to be rare where we find a house that's still being supplied with galvanized plumbing.
I would say less than 5%.
The very older part of towns, mm-hmm. and most of them have failed sometime in the past, and the homes have had to be replumbed in something other than the galvanized. But when we start putting soft water through that clogged little galvanized line, it starts unclogging it.
Like an artery.
And unclogging it and cleaning it out.
And better flow.
And the rust was the only thing keeping the pipe from leaking.
Just remember, though, there are, if someone tells you that they're going to put your house back to square one and back to when nothing's wrong, that's a red flag, folks, because it does not take everything away back to day one when you bought your home. It does not do that.
Okay. And how about the soap stains that build up on the shower tile and the shower doors?
No more buildup.
Okay.
No more.
And then again, it's simply taking the RO'd water, adding vinegar and a soft brush, and probably most of that comes off.
It's the best cleaning agent, period.
The couple times that hasn't worked for me, I'll simply just take a single-edge razor blade add a little mild liquid soap, spray it on the window with water, and it just kind of comes off.
Those windows come out nice and clean.
It does. Okay, so how about, I mean, we're being flooded with questions here. They're just coming in by the rules. Can you give us an idea what a cost for whole house treatment could be like? Is that something you can throw out there in a general sense to all the listeners?
To be the professional that I try to be, I come out, I do a plumbing analysis, check the plumbing size, test the water, and ask you the questions, the consumer. What is it you're looking for? Because if you're going to ask me for prices, we have units that start anywhere from $949 and go up from there.
Yeah. So it's tough without getting an analysis of the
house, their needs?
The water quality being delivered to the house, the family lifestyle, and the desires of what they're looking for.
That is correct.
Jack, you've heard me use the expression a lot of times. I mean, with that sulfur in the wells up there, one family simply just takes the water out of the well and puts it in open air canisters and just lets the water off gas before they then pour it into a pitcher and put it in the refrigerator, and they're treating their water. They're letting the water off gas. You can take a paddle and stir that bucket and aerate the water. That's water treatment. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion comes, because these people that are selling these alternate systems call it water treatment. And it very well may be treating the water. We just can't quantify what it's doing.
Exactly. And without having it tested further. Mm-hmm. And that's what we enjoy coming out to do.
Okay. I get a lot of questions about septic systems. If we're discharging with a water softener system and we're using and we're having to consume that high brine water and back flush it out and prepare it, you know, like in the middle of the night, is it safe to flush that into a septic system?
Absolutely. Depends on the water treatment system you have. With the Kinetico Premier, the Quad 850, it has only, what is that, just bare minimum amount of water going down the sewer.
7 gallons of water are added with 1 pound of sodium per back flush on the Kinetico hybrid system.
Okay. So it's nothing going into the septic at all, hardly. But it doesn't hurt it at all.
Okay, so we're here answering your questions on water treatment at your house. We have callers. We've got these are all the questions that we've just been getting hit with by text. And that's what we do in the 10 o'clock hour. We cover a particular topic in deep detail. We're covering water with our friends from Kinetico, Mike Maddox and Jack Eversole. More. We'll wrap it all up in our final segment right after this.